and good morning. Once again, it's Tuesday. That's right, October 26, 2021. We are coming to you live, 11:06 a.m. Central Time. For those of you who have a telephone and are within earshot of my voice, our toll-free number is 844-769-2944. You can call in, especially in our second hour, and tell me what's on your mind, because we like engaging in a little social intercourse. Good morning, Catherine and Jay. They're running the Power Mall in the production schedule today. We're going to be joined by Miracle Skin's Ron Sally. I even have a testimonial already. I just got a sample of this stuff in the mail, and we tried it on a spider bite, and my goodness. Results. Gotta love that. We'll be talking to Ron about that and where that came from and how it's been around a while. Should be part of everybody's medicine cabinet. But a lot of crazy things are going on. You remember the little twerp in the skirt that assaulted the Loudoun County teenager in Virginia? Well, a Virginia judge yesterday found this teenage boy guilty of sexually assaulting a schoolmate. This took place at Stonebridge High School in Ashburn on May 28th. The boy, who is 15 years old, wearing a skirt, not in the courtroom, of course, entered the women's bathroom. He was convicted on one count of forcible sodomy and one count of forcible fellatio, both felonies. Pamela Brooks, the chief judge, said she found the facts sufficient to support the charges. The victim said she and the boy had consensual sexual encounters before the assault, but she didn't consent to what he did in May. A defense attorney for the boy tried arguing that his client reasonably believed he had permission because of the previous encounters. Neither the girl nor the boy are being named because they're juveniles. Unfortunately, the problem is, because this thing escalated the way it did and the Loudoun County School Board decided to cover up the fact, this didn't make for good news coverage for them. Scott Smith, a county resident, identified himself in early October as the father of the victim. And if you were watching any portion of the video media, you would understand what the police did to him when he was outspoken at this school board meeting and demanded to know what they were going to do about it. And, well, he found out. He got arrested, got thrown to the floor, and, of course, charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest. And, of course, the family now has filed a lawsuit against the school district for violating Title IX in its handling of the case. And, see, the thing is this teenager is they're withholding sentencing until the second hearing where there was another female assaulted at a different high school. So, broad run. So this is why are we facing all of this stuff? Because of the way the schools have apparently become part of this woke culture. They think that they can just do whatever it is they want, and like Virginia's governor wannabe, Terry McAuliffe, he thinks that there shouldn't be any involvement by the parents in the way in what their school kids are taught. So they could go teach their kids communism and that it's acceptable, and the kids would come home and say, "Hey, Dad, guess what I learned in school today? Communism is wonderful." If my kid ever did that, find himself on the floor. I'm the libertarian persuasion. I point fingers at both Republicans and Democrats, which I'm sure now a lot of you are. That's what we want to talk about in hour number two. Epic Times has just reported the Marine Corps, and of course this is also part of our news package that you can find on thepowerhour.com. A U.S. senator has dropped the bomb. It says military members who refuse to get vaccinated risk dishonorable discharge. And as a result, their Second Amendment rights are gone, in addition to not being able to vote, which would pretty much render them felons. never be able to get a job, a decent one. Most of the people I know that have become disenfranchised in this manner have done very well becoming self-employed, and that may be what they end up doing. Because it's very difficult with any kind of disenfranchised status, as these guys might find out. It's a problem. Self-employment is wonderful. Been that way since 83, never looked back. The policy, where do you think it came from? Hair Sniffer Joe, of course, came out of the White House. One size fits all. Senator Roger Marshall, a Republican from Kansas, went on Breitbart Radio talking all about this, said that this was going to be under the jurisdiction of general court-martial convening authorities, and that they retain authority to take any additional adverse administrative or disciplinary action they deem appropriate. It applies to both active duty and reservists. Wow. These people, like me, raised their hand and took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. When you start to analyze what the military, the Pentagon, is asking of our service members to take a jab that is not even legally a vaccine. Now, why do we call it a vaccine? Well, because the media said so. The media says it's a vaccine, so, oh my God, we must believe everything the media tells us. And so 9 out of 10 Democrats and 1 out of 2 Republicans ran to get the jab, not realizing that their life may be cut short. They might have adverse reactions. They might even die minutes after getting the shot. I know people personally that have died days after getting the second shot. Understand that the first shot is a half dose. The second shot is the full whammy. And if you don't survive 14 days after getting that second jab, if you die within 14 days, you are considered unvaccinated statistically. And this is where the CDC, the NIH, and Dr. Anthony Mengele have decided that this rule should apply because it makes their statistical information look better. You know, the old saying, there's three kinds of lies, damned lies, and statistics. And they want to make all these military personnel a bunch of statistics. They are using the military as guinea pigs for what many have said, including yesterday's interview with Frank Gaffney. If you missed it, you can go to the Power Mall and listen to that interview. You know, we were talking about that. This is nothing more than a eugenics program, according to not only Frank Gaffney, who we had on the Power Hour yesterday, but Dr. David Martin, Dr. Kerry Mate, a lot of the front line doctors have all said this is nothing more than a means to an end and a means to satisfy an agenda. And the agenda many are talking about is called the Great Reset. And their big desire using all of this, and those of you that are aware of Agenda 21 and the Biodiversity Convention in 1992 and the World Economic Forum and what they're trying to achieve, they literally want to take over all the genetic material on Earth, including us. And so if you read, according to David Martin, the number of patents that are out there, it will make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. And at a point in time in the future, we will be talking to David Martin again because his research into this mess, this debacle, created by, I'm sorry, President Trump, Operation Warp Speed. And I believe sincerely, as a libertarian, that Trump got bad information. If he'd have known what this stuff was going to do, because see, at the time, he got COVID and Melania got COVID. They didn't have a vaccine. Vaccines are supposed to be preventatives, right? Think about it. Let's use some logic here this morning, folks. I know it's 11 o'clock in the morning here in Central Time, but understand, you know, we're doing what we're doing and promoting the truth as we have done an extensive amount of research, as most of our call-in guests, and there's some pretty knowledgeable ones out there. You people have been doing your research and your homework. We like that when you do it, especially when you call in and let us know what you found, because sharing information like that is vitally important. But imagine swearing an oath as a military service member, and then all of a sudden they come at you with a needle and you say, oh, no, not just no, but hell no, I'm not taking that. You don't know what's in it. You don't know if half the military that gets injected of the stuff is going to be dead within a week. You don't know. We talked to Jason Wheat yesterday. Two people after getting the jab in Florida that he knows were dead in a week. Crazy, isn't it? Sherry in Kansas, how are you? Welcome to the Power Hour.
Hi, Dave. I'm so glad you're regularly hosting the Power Hour. This is great.
God bless you,
you talked
too.
You talked about how they don't consider you vaccinated if you get COVID in the first 14 days or something after the vaccine. But on the childhood vaccine, I think it used to be a 3-day period, and now it's maybe 2 days. I thought I heard Ingrid Castle say that if you don't have a reaction to the vaccine within that short amount of time, show some of the things that they consider adverse reactions, they will say, well, that wasn't from the vaccine. Now, isn't that
I believe you're correct about that.
So.
Yeah, I believe you're correct about that, Sherry. It's one of those things where they are basically setting the parameters to control the narrative, to control the statistics.
Yes.
And we're supposed to believe that, right?
Yes. And hey,
you don't believe it for a minute, do you?
You don't sound like you're old enough to be a Vietnam veteran, so.
Thank you very much. I hold my age well.
Yes.
I was actually
right,
during the back end.
Thanks,
during the 70s.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
I appreciate that, Sherry in Kansas. Yeah, it's my old stomping grounds. And appreciate the call. Folks, the phone number, 844-769-2944. Hey, please, take advantage of it. That's what this is all about, diatribe, discussion. This is where the truth comes out. People get logic. And they all of a sudden say, wow, I never knew that. And it's a good thing, because if you're enlightened about something, we sure would like to know about it. Keeping all that stuff in your head when you could be picking up the phone and calling 844-769-2944 and telling us all about it. I got one for you. I heard this from a guy in Blanco, Texas last night. Ran into the grocery store and he told me this funny. He says, Nancy Pelosi's secretary came into her office and says, hey, I had a dream about you last night. And she said, really? She goes, yeah, there was a parade and you were in it. And people were laughing and jumping up and down and dancing and singing and shouting. It was just phenomenal. Thousands of people lined the streets. And she goes, well, how did I look? She goes, I don't know. The casket was closed. So how many chuckles did we get out there? Gotta love that. Hey, if we don't have a little bit, you gotta break up the monotony here, folks. You know, we like a little humor out there. I always wondered about term limits. And you can count the number of terms and how useless our serving members of Congress have been. It's one thing to sit idly by and allow this to happen. But we, as Americans, have every constitutional right, it's called freedom of speech, to speak up and tell our Congress people the way it is. We have the right to organize political action committees. We have the right to set up nonprofit organizations for the purposes of fighting back and starting campaigns to do a bunch of research to unseat unfavorable Congress people. We have that right. Chad in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, doing my best.
Good to hear, sir. Good to hear.
Right,
what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was just calling to just give my assessment of the state of things. I was in the military a little over 20 years ago, and I learned a little bit about, computer networks and so forth. I guess that's part of my interest in radio and hearing what all the news is on the radio. But we are literally in a state of war right now. We are being literally controlled by the news waves. The mainstream media has done a wonderful job of snookering the American people, keeping them in the dark about what's going on. People have to get involved in even their local elections, because I've just seen it on every level. I've seen it in the school systems locally. They're pushing the equity training, all kinds of things that are just being pushed in the school systems. And I don't know how anybody can trust the public school system anymore, because they keep rolling these things out, like what you were explaining earlier with the event that happened in Loudoun County, Virginia. But I'm losing my train of thought. When Alex Jones says, we're at a state of war right now, I can't find anything to dismiss that, because that's the way it looks to me. I don't know what you think. But we're not. Why aren't our senators speaking out about this? I see a few of them, but very. I don't see very many about.
Right, there's a handful right now. I mean, when Roger Marshall warned about what they were doing to the military, Ted Cruz from Texas, James Lankford from Oklahoma, and Tommy Tuberville from Alabama also joined in that legislation that would bar the Pentagon from issuing a dishonorable discharge to anybody who refused to take the vaccine. I would think a general discharge would be appropriate, and if they have no blemishes on their service record, they should literally give them what they call a 635-2, which is inadaptability to military environment. It's an honorable discharge. I don't see why they couldn't do that. That kind of a discharge does, in fact, exist, Chad. So you're right about the state of war. We'll get into that in our second hour, because I want to talk about what's happening in the state of Texas right now with the militia being down there. We're getting a word update that they're about to be deluged with an onslaught of Haitians and other immigrants that basically are ran over Mexican police. And we saw video clips of that on television last night. For those of you who are watching, the semblance of the truth or what you believe to be the truth, and you think, gee, the Mexican police didn't do a very good job of stopping the crowd. Well, I think it's going to take a little more stopping power than just a bunch of police with shields. I think they're going to have to line up on the bridge at Del Rio and Eagle Pass and various other places, and they're going to have to sit there with their guns trained on the bridge, and they're going to have to, because we're understanding now that the cartels are shooting at each other and shooting across the border. Well, if they're going to do that, to me, that marks war. That marks an invasion. And when you've got people invading this country like this, I think that the people that are down on that border that are representing DPS, the National Guards and the states, need to get serious about repelling the hordes. And the only way I know to do that is gunfire. That repels them real quick. So, that may
Absolutely.
Be extreme to some. I don't know, Chad, what do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. People got to get for real. They got to look at this, ugly beast in the face and take it for what it is, because, I may be several hundred miles away from the border, but I know this stuff is real, because we've seen a lot of influx of immigrants just here where I live. Our own sheriff has expressed since Trump was in office that we needed to have a border wall. There were were shows like Full Measure, where they went down to the border and they showed the openings in the wall where the, you know, the cartels were able to look through, just waiting for an opportunity to cross through. So yeah, we're at the point where we've got our own government officials are just sort of looking the other direction while this is going on, and the people doing it are unfortunately at the top of the wood heap, so to speak, and seem to have no problem with it.
And yeah, no doubt. We'll talk a little bit later. Chad, if you could call back and in our second hour, I'd like to further this discussion. I appreciate your call. We'll pick this up in our second hour. Alan in Texas, we got a minute. Talk to me. What's going on?
Hey, you mentioned somewhere. I actually know where it is. You mentioned Blanco, Texas. Is that where do you live, around Blanco?
Yeah, I'm up in the hill country.
So then you know where Albert, Texas is, in Stonewall.
Oh,
I myself live in Fredericksburg.
Albert is near High.
Yeah. My uncle owned all those fields right around Albert. I sat on a tractor as a kid and plowed those fields day after day after day for many summers. Hey, no, it's just I heard you say that, and I'm like, I know where Blanco, Texas is. It's everything's changing in this area. You know, the hill country is not the little quaint area it used to be, and it's not just Mexicans invading us. I mean, it's people from different areas that are fleeing the major population centers and bringing their damn politics with them. That's what most of them are fairly decent people, but they bring their politics with them, and they want to change, you know, what we have always been around here. I just heard that, and sometime I'll try to maybe call up. Maybe we can meet up sometime, because there's not too many people around here that I can actually have a conversation with.
There you go. That'd be great. I appreciate that. And if you got anything else in mind, give us a call back during the second hour. We're going to be taking lots of phone calls, I have a feeling, because a lot of this stuff is very newsworthy, and we need to find out how America is thinking right now. And the only way we can do that is open up the phone line. So we're going to be joining Ron Sally in our next half hour after the break. Dave Krieger with the Power Hour here. Thank you so much. God bless you and God bless America. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off on all Miracle Skin products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Miracle Skin products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed ThePowerMall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from ThePowerMall.com. Hurry. Sale ends this Sunday.
Hi, this is Jay with The Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
And welcome back to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you live. If you are in Central Time or listening to thepowerhour.com, you are plugged into our live stream network right now. That's right. 11:32 Tuesday, October 26th. My, how time flies. And I'm holding a couple of products in my hand, and I have a testimonial that I'm going to share with you, but this stuff, this stuff just blowing my mind. My wife has been fidgeting with a spider bite all week, and it got, you know, she got bit, and it was like a big circle the size of a silver dollar, and within just a couple of days of using this stuff, she's like, where's the bite? I'm talking about Miracle Skin, folks, the lamb cream. That's what I'm talking about. And, I got this just, you know, yesterday, and we started putting it on, and that's when we started noticing instant results. I mean, it depends on the person, but I said, man, this is neat. We got to interview this guy. And sure enough, you know, here's Ron Sally. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, things are great. How are you guys doing?
I am doing super, especially with that kind of testimonial.
I agree.
Like most, yeah, understand, you know, people, like most innovators, Ron does not know the meaning of the word impossible. And he basically, and I understand it, we'll get into that conversation about extracting the good stuff from herbs that traditionally used heat. He was told it was impossible to get the good stuff without using heat after 9 years of experimenting. Ron did the impossible, and by 1977, he produced his first moisturizer. He created a perfectly natural, perfectly harmless, safe, effective moisturizer, refusing to use any petrochemicals whatsoever, no emulsifying additives, or any chemicals that people have a difficult time pronouncing. Everything he uses is edible, but you don't want to eat this stuff. You want to put it on. It's topical, which means it goes on your skin, should not go in your body, should go on your body, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, gotta love that. And see, it's not just the moisturizer. I mean, this is the herbs. And see, the thing is that everybody that believes in the Almighty knows that herbs were put on this earth for a reason, right? Do I have everybody's attention here? I want to talk about these Miracle Skin products. The lamb, by the way, these are 10% off, by the way, the lamb cream and the Miracle Skin Helon PF. And if anybody, wants to order some of this stuff, I am telling you, it works. 877-817-9829 is the Power Mall number. Jay's standing by. But, you know, I'm not pushing this just based on the fact that, just somebody handed me copy and said, here, read this. I'm pushing it because we actually used it and it works. Couldn't believe it, but it does. It works. Got rid of a nasty spider bite. Imagine what, you know, we were talking before we went on the air. Ron came up with some different ideas besides just putting it in your medicine cabinet. about your car?
All the ladies should carry it in their purse or have it in the glove box of the car, because you never know when you're going to need it. And you don't have to worry about spoilage from the heat, you know. Well, you don't want to take it up to 120, because we don't know what would happen then, but it stays pretty stable in the glove box of cars.
Interesting. Now, the difference between the Miracle Skin Helon and the Miracle Skin Lamb, explain that to the listeners. What's the difference? I know one's an oil and one's kind of like a creamy paste.
They're worlds apart. I developed the Helon, I think, thinking back, it seemed like it was 1989, way back there. But then February the 2nd is when I developed the February the 13th is when I developed the lamb cream. And I sat up in bed, and I just woke up, and I said, I know how to make it. And my wife said, you know how to make what? I said, I know how to make that cream to take care of joint pain and burns and things like that. She said, Ron, go back to sleep.
I knew that was coming.
I put that stuff, of course you did, together in my little lab here in Florida, and I have not changed one drop. And it's worked on so many things we can't. People say, well, that's snake oil. We call it what you like. It works on a myriad of things.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at Helon PF, for example, bed sores, ulcers. Now, we're talking decubitus here. Diaper rash, dry cracked skin, minor skin irritations, toe fungus. I mean, this is the oil, folks. This stuff, you basically just kind of like put a couple of drops on and let it do its thing, right?
Absolutely. And we've stopped literally so many surgeries of diabetic wounds. In fact, the doctors really, they don't appreciate us because they can't do the surgeries. The people put the Helon on and the diabetic wounds are healed up. I mean, they're gone. And that eliminates their surgery money coming in. But by golly, it just works. And I've had a number of doctors say, you know, Ron, this stuff is great, but our patients are sending home with them and tell them to come back in 10 days. And they call and say, hey, you know, we don't need to come back. Everything is fine. And I've heard one doctor say, you're wrecking my business. And I thought, good grief. If you learn how to market this thing, you'd make 10 times more money.
Well, actually, no. I mean, the dermatologists and people like that should be loving you because of the fact that, one, they're getting positive results. I'm looking at this testimony about Helon from Philip, dated January 19th of 17, and he was talking about his foot infection, and there's pictures here. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, basically, he had a piece of metal in his foot. He had gone through his tendon to the bone. It had been there for about 4 months. He never knew it. He went in, never felt any pain, and doctors said, hey, guess what? You got metal in your foot. It has to be surgically removed, or we're going to have to amputate your foot. So he goes in, has the surgery in October of 2016, the end of the month. He started putting the Helon drops on his foot every time he changed his bandages. And after the bandages ended, he put the Helon on one drop twice a day. And he took pictures, and I'm actually looking at this picture, folks. Now I know why dermatologists should be using this stuff, because I'm seeing like night and day between the operation and what happened and what the foot looks like. And so, you know, we're looking. Did you ever find out as far as did it get rid of the scar?
Mostly. Yeah, still, there's a little tiny bit of a scar left, just a little tiny bit.
Okay, well, and folks, the reason that we're bringing this up is because of the fact that we are in kind of the naturopathic mode. We don't want to get into, you know, we're having such an issue with Big Pharma now, all because of the jab. You know, so how do we trust these people when we have all these natural products around? And when you get somebody that has created something like this, talk to me about the Miracle Skin Lamb. This is the stuff that comes when you take the lid off. It's kind of like it's not even butterscotch. It's kind of look like an olive drab cream. And it has, I'm smelling it now, it's virtually doesn't have much of an odor.
And, it has a great consistency. And it works on so many, many different things. Honest to Pete, it does. There was a young lady, I'm sure she used the lamb cream. She worked for the Power Hour way back there in Joyce's day, and she had psoriasis all over her body. In fact, she'd wear stuff up to her neck. She was just always covered up because she had psoriasis really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And she was sort of, she wasn't a recluse, but, you know, she didn't go out too much. So Joyce gave her this lamb cream to try, and she started putting it on her arms to start with and neck, and eliminated, just eliminated the problem. And a year later, Stephanie, I believe was her name, a year later, she got married, and a year after that, she had a baby. So we say, that's a lamb cream baby. Without
yeah,
a doubt.
You have, I mean, I got a whole list of testimonials from the producers of the show, and it's amazing. And they all go back to Joyce, God rest her soul. And, I mean, everybody since that time have been raving about this product. And I'm just like, okay. And Catherine just zipped some of this off in the mail to me. And, you know, we got it yesterday morning and started using it right away. And it's like, wow, results.
Right. Well, Joyce was special. She, in fact, I'm looking at a Himalayan lamp that made out of salt that she sent me years and years back as a gift. And we keep it in a special place of honor. Joyce was great. Also, Joyce had problems with her fingers. She could not snap her fingers. There was some kind of joint pain in there. And she used, we didn't have lamb then, I'm sure she used Heal-On. And she told me, she said, Ron, she said, I can snap my fingers again. I said, let me hear it. So every time I talked to her on the phone, I said, let me hear you snap your fingers. And I could hear it loud and clear.
Wow. And so now, surprisingly, and a lot of our listeners out there have pets, there are testimonials about people putting this stuff on their dogs and cats.
Oh, for sure. We've saved so many dogs and cats, you couldn't count them all. And again, the veterinarians, they're not really fond of us, but we've got a lot that continue to use the product. But it goes back to the same thing. When the doctors told the patients to come back in a week to 10 days, they want to check for whatever, patients would call, we're talking about people now, patients would call in and say, yeah, we don't need to come back. Everything's perfect. And I had a doctor here in Naples, Florida, that was using it, and he said, Ron, I can't buy this stuff anymore. You're wrecking my business. And I thought, what happened to the Hippocratic Oath?
No doubt. So as far as I'm reading this one testimonial about this lady that had five dogs and two cats, and she came home from work on a given night, and her husband asked her if she had seen one of their dogs who just turned two. And she responded in the affirmative and asked why. Well, it's dark. You know, he didn't get a good look at her. The husband said they all went for a walk earlier when the dogs came across a rattlesnake. And he called the dogs, but this particular one stayed by the snake. And basically, he didn't see any indication of a snake bite. It's unusual for younger dogs to stay close by when they go for walks. And apparently when they actually looked at the dog, the right side of her face was twice the normal size. And I know what that means because I had a German Shepherd that was playing around the woodpile and got it by a timber rattler. And they ended up taking her to the vet. And that was a very expensive anti-venin process.
You know, I'd totally forgotten about that story, but I hear so many of them, I can't keep up with all of them. I promise you I can't.
Wow. Well, so this, I mean, they took her to the ER. They did, you know, nobody had antivenin. So now we get down to, the remedies and using the remedies, using the Miracle Skin, the Heal-On.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that helped stabilize her until they got her to, proper emergency treatment. That's incredible that you used this.
I hear stories of pet odors. I've heard them for years, and particularly one in Vail, Colorado. I'll never forget this. In fact, the dog's name was Vail, the nickname, and the dog was, they said the dog was at death's door. That was their words, not mine. And they elected to put a few drops of Heal-On in the dog's food, and then about 4 or 5 days later, they said the dog was like a puppy running around. Everything was fine. I said, but you know, it's for external use only. We start talking about internal, you're going to give me serious trouble. I said, we don't care. It worked.
Wow. Well, see, but it's natural herbs, though, right?
Well, it is. And I'm not afraid to put it in my mouth. I'm not. In fact, the reason I'm not is way back there when I was in Colorado, I went in to see my CPA, and he'd had Heal on for, I don't know, months and months and months. And I brought him my tax stuff for him to approve and reevaluate whatever he had to do. And he said, hey, I went to my dentist. And I said, yeah, so what? And this is a World War II bomber pilot. He was just a fabulous guy. And he said, my dentist accused me of going to another dentist. And I said, what are you trying to tell me, Romaine? He said, I'm brushing with it. And I said, you're brushing with what? He said, I put two or three drops of Heal on my toothbrush and brush with it. I said, big jokes, you know that says for external use only. He said, I don't care. My gums are perfect.
Wow.
So every once in a while, I put a few drops on my toothbrush and give it a shot. I've never had a problem. But I can't tell too many people about this. And in regards to pictures where we do the before and after photos, I've heard so many times people say, oh, that's Photoshopped. I don't know how to do Photoshop.
No doubt. Not all of us are computer tech savvy, not like my wife. She's computer tech savvy.
Yeah, so is mine. I can tell you.
I don't like messing with Photoshop. Yeah. That's amazing, though. And so those of you out there that have used or have purchased this product, if you haven't had a chance to buy it yet, to put in the medicine cabinet, because God forbid that we should have an emergency, this is an issue. If you have an emergency and you don't have the right ingredients, well, you know, this is a good substitute. And Jay from the Power Mall, are you getting phone calls or people ordering this stuff? They should be.
Oh, yes. I have a great testimony, Jay. Hi, Ron.
Go for it.
Hi there. Hi.
I just recently, Ron always makes sure I have my Helon and my lamb cream. Recently, I had a skin tag pop up on a very uncomfortable spot. And it was about 2 weeks. I put the lamb cream on it once every day for 2 weeks. By golly, there is no skin tag there any longer.
Wow.
Who's going to believe
and
you?
With the Helon, I had a customer that was in a car accident, and he had to have stitches all up and down the side from the hip all the way down to the foot.
Ooh.
And he called, very good customer, and he called and asked if I knew anything that might help heal that. After he got the stitches taken out, I sent him myself a bottle of the Helon. I said, try this. And then I want you to send me pictures. He says, I don't know what is in this, but it's a miracle. It just was a miracle. He said afterwards, it was about 4 weeks of healing for him. He went through, I ended up sending him two bottles of the Helon, and I just told him, put it on every day. And he sent me pictures afterwards again and said, Jay, I can't even tell where I had the surgery from where they took the sutures out. And it just healed it so fantastically. Anyway, guys, I love you both. Ron, great to hear from you. That's a few testimonies for you.
Oh, same here. We appreciate it, I promise you.
Yes, thank you, Jay, at the Power Mall. Appreciate that. 877-817-9829. Folks, this is not an infomercial. I'm really serious about this. If you have this product in your possession and you're seeing results, get on the phone right now, 844-769-2944. We want to hear your testimonial. You got something to say. This is your chance to jump online and tell Ron if this product worked and how well it worked and how fast it worked. That's what we want to know. Now, the thing is, obviously, because of the way that the federal government behaves, you know, the FDA, I'm speaking specifically of Food and Drug Administration, they have a tendency to not like us naturopathic-minded people. They'd rather kowtow to Big Pharma. It's been perfectly obvious since all this nonsense began 20 months ago, who the government is in bed with. And if it hadn't manifested itself before, Ron, you can tell me a story. Have they expressed any interest in you?
The FDA?
Mm-hmm.
No, none whatsoever. But I have to tell you, I have a letter from FDA signed by one of the head guys in Baltimore, Maryland. And I wanted approval for my heel on. He said, well, you know, we don't approve. We don't do stuff like that. And I said, I just need a letter from you guys saying that you have no problem with what's in it and that I can sell it. Well, I got the letter, but it took me almost 2 years to get that letter.
Oh, my. Bureaucracy.
I got the letter. And people say, well, is it FDA approved? I said, no, it's not FDA approved. And I stay away from that side of it, really.
Right. So, you know, when we tell you about all the uses for this, it's like any other naturopathic product that's out there. And a lot of them we sell on the Power Mall. So if you want the Power Mall to send you some Lamb Cream or Miracle Skin Helon PF this week, it's 10% off. So you need to call Jay. She was just on the phone, so I know she's off the phone, so she can take your call, 877-817-9829. If you have used this product, call me. Phone line's open, 844-769-2944. Tell Ron, the creator of these products, what you think of it. We're giving you an opportunity to chime in and be a star on the radio today. And there's Alan in Texas. Alan, you're back. Did you use this stuff?
Yes, I meet Joyce. I've met Joyce. You know, actually looked her in the eye a couple of times, and yeah, miss her. But yeah, as far as Helon, I definitely know about that. The Lamb Cream, I had some, and I ended up giving it to a friend of mine, and I think it kind of cured the condition it was supposed to. But then they never asked again about it. You know, so you know, I've had everything from a gash when I was trying to kickstart my motorcycle and it backfired and gashed my shin almost to the bone. I'm looking at my leg right now. If I didn't know where it was, I can just see a little bit of line, and it was gashed almost to the bone.
Boy,
you know, didn't have stitches or anything. Just did home doctoring and put some Helon on it. And folks, you know, it ain't an infomercial. This stuff, when it actually works, it's a little bit pricey for a little bottle, but, you know, it works, you know. I mean, I don't expect it to be given away, you know, but I will pay the price. I always keep at least two bottles, little bottles of this around the house, and generally I end up giving one of them away to someone, and so I'll have to order a couple more. So, but, no, wonderful products. Believe it, people.
All right. I appreciate your call, Alan. Thanks so much. Gash from a motorcycle. Wow. That's awesome. Well, what do you think there, Ron? He didn't go to the doctor, didn't get sutures, still put the oil on, and now he can hardly tell.
I hear it all the time. I've made so many friends around my neighborhood. I mean, when anything happens, they come knock on my door. And I'm grateful to give it to them. I truly am. But I want to tell you one other thing about the Lamb Cream. There's this guy up in Michigan that we met down here in Naples, Florida, I guess months and months ago. Anyway, I didn't know he had gout. He'd had gout. I'm not really familiar with gout that much, but he had it for 7 years. And he took the Lamb Cream home with him back to Michigan. And he said in 1 hour, the pain was gone. He said, Ron, I haven't had anything happen like that to me in years and years and years. He said, all the pain is gone. I am another man.
Wow.
So we make friends everywhere we go. But I have to tell you one more thing about this lady out in California named Elisa. She's a delightful lady. And she told me that her hair was not that great. And she said one day she decided she was going to use the Lamb Cream. She shampooed her hair, rinsed out the shampoo. And she said she towel dried her hair and put a little of the Lamb Cream on her fingertips and massaged it into her scalp. And she said her scalp felt pretty good. She said, but she said she started to get a little bit of natural curl, and the gray started to diminish. Now, it didn't go away, but it diminished the look of it. And she uses that virtually every time she showers, every time she shampoos, I should say.
Amazing.
So
it's what herbs? It's herbs, Ron, right?
What'd you say?
I said it's herbs, right?
Oh, of course. So I tried it around my house here for, I don't know, two or three weeks, maybe more than that. And my wife said, you need to go get a haircut. And I said, well, you won't let me go to the haircut because of this virus thing, and they don't want me in it with a mask on. So I started taking a little of the Lamb Cream, massaging it into my scalp, my hair, and I got my wife to trim the back of my neck. And we have a white lavatory sink, of course, and the hair was falling in there, and she says, great Scott. And I said, oh, Lord, what is it? She said, your hair is not white anymore. I said, what is it? She said, well, look at it. It's blonde. I've got some blonde hair.
Well, there you go. Blondes have more fun, right?
I do now.
That's phenomenal.
But that's I couldn't believe it. They went on a white sink. There was a little blonde, not whatever she cut off, and just a perfect blonde.
Wow. And so let me ask you a question about using it in sensitive areas, like around the eyes or on the face.
Because people get,
you know, this is the thing,
styes burn like fire. In fact, it might damage the eye.
Oh. So you don't want to get it anywhere near your eyes. Now, what about the eyelid?
I'd stay away from that, too.
Huh.
I would.
Okay.
Now, once in a while, I'll take a little of the lamb cream and I'll put it on my forehead and I'll stroke my eyelids, you know, when my eyes are closed, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, but okay. Well, that's good to know.
I do things that other people wouldn't try.
I understand. Well, you've had a long time to get familiar with your own product, and you know what it'll do and what it won't.
Yeah, for sure.
So far, the what it'll do outweighs the what it won't.
The lady in California went nuts when it did her hair. Oh, I have to tell you this story. This is so funny. We've got this dining room table. It must be about 7 feet long and, I don't know, more than 3 feet wide. And it's either a walnut or a mahogany. It's a deep, dark wood. And I was sitting here at the table not that long ago and doing something, and I spilled some of the heel on the table. And I said, oh, good Lord, I'm in serious trouble now. So I spilled about maybe a dime size that spread out on the table.
Oh, and there's
Are
our...
Are you still there?
Yep, there's our bumper music, Ron. Yeah, we're going to have to get to this story a little bit later. We're going to be back after the break, folks, to take your calls. Ron, Sally, thanks so much for being on the Power Hour. Once again, 877-817-9829. Call up and talk to Jay and get some of this lamb cream and Miracle Skin Helon PF. It's on discount today.
And normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease. It's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.